This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In your latest Farm Bill news, the ranking Democrat of the House Agriculture Committee predicts the Farm Bill will be considered next week. Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota told reporters this week the bill is nearly finalized and should be filed Monday, with the House consideration Wednesday and Senate consideration next Thursday. Peterson says the bill would rename the Margin Protection Program and change the way it operates in an effort to better help dairy farmers. He says dairy farmers got the best deal out of the agreement and they needed it. The bill includes another provision that will refund half the premiums paid under the MPP program because everybody thought they got ripped off. Peterson also says of the agreement in principle that it would raise Conservation Reserve Program or CRP acreage by 3 million acres, but reform how it works. He says there are also changes in how yield is calculated in the Ag Risk Coverage and the Price Loss Coverage programs. Full details of the bill will be made available next week. In state news from the pork producers, as part of the 10th anniversary of Pork Power, a Partnering to Fight Hunger in Illinois campaign, the Illinois Pork Producers, along with the Illinois Corn Marketing Board and the Illinois Soybean Association Checkoff Program, presented the Midwest Food Bank with 10,000 pounds of ground pork. Since its inception in 2008, Pork Power has generated over 625,000 pounds of pork, which would be enough for nearly 2.4 million meals. Farmers and partnering commodity groups give pork and monetary donations all year round. At the end of each giving season, the IPPA turns the remaining funds into ground pork and divides it among the regional food banks throughout the state. And with more from the local pork producers, Illinois continued to show their unwavering support for the city of Taylorville Wednesday after the area was devastated by an EF3 tornado. As volunteers continued cleaning up the debris left behind, the Mid-Illinois pork producers of Montgomery and Christian County stepped in to make sure they were well fed. The pork producers donated 300 pork chops so people could make sandwiches. They had a station set up at the Christian County Fairgrounds so volunteers could come take a break from their cleanup efforts. There were also people out delivering meals to crews that were still working. The pig farmers in the area just wanted to be able to provide a hot meal for the volunteers that have come from all over the Midwest, Montgomery County hog farmer Phil Borgick said. We're just happy to be able to help and give them a hot meal. Borgick also said that he left the door open to the Taylorville community, letting them know that if they call the Mid-Illinois pork producers, they would be there again to provide a hot meal to the volunteers. Taylorville's Mayor Bruce Berry also says that he anticipates 300 to 400 more volunteers to come out and help the cleanup efforts this weekend. And with more news from the Farm Bureau, we have this special report.
I'm Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County Farm Bureau, with a report from the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting, catching up with a Montgomery County Farm Bureau member, Heath Houck of Nokomis area. One thing that's taking place at the annual meeting in Chicago is they're collecting money, and it goes towards the Harvest for All Challenge. Can you give us a little bit of background about that? And then there is something new to the challenge this year I'd also like you to highlight.
Yeah, the Hunger Challenge, every year they always collect money, and then that money, the winning district, that money will go back to them, and they will divide that up amongst the food pantries. Well, this year the FFA had kind of a unique situation where they had, I think they called it the hashtag 10-gallon challenge, and so several FFA chapters did that across the state. Well, we decided to look at it and do something a little bit different and at an annual meeting this year, and so we are calling it the Milk Money Challenge. And so the money that we collect this year will all go back to that district, and that money will be used for purchasing vouchers from Prairie Farms, and then we can give them a voucher, and then when they hand out food at that food pantry, they can get a free coupon for a gallon of milk. So that's kind of what we're doing.
It's an exciting program, and Illinois was recognized, I think, throughout the nation, as it was mentioned, for the highest donations. Is that correct?
Yep. There's three awards dealing with Harvest for All, and Illinois won the most money donated. We were close to the top in the hours worked and pounds of food collected as well.
collecting money, collecting food, that's something that county farm bureaus all hold pretty true to themselves. Montgomery County has also had a hand in that over the years that you've been involved.
Yeah, we've done several different things. The one thing that we've done the last couple of years is the Grain for Groceries Drive, where farmers will donate grain, and then with that, then it's donated at the elevator, and then that money is given back to the local food pantries. And then now we're looking at possibly we've gone away from that a little bit. We're going to kind of change it up, and the county young leaders are looking for something a little bit different this spring. I know that it's been kicked around about a Fill a Ford campaign, and I believe that's what we're going with, but there'll be more details to come on that. So
yes, there will. We will have those soon, hopefully. We've been visiting with Heath Houck, retiring committee chair for the Illinois Farm Bureau State Young Leader Committee. Heath, anyone that you would like to give a shout-out to or say thanks to? I know you've had a really busy year, and a lot of people have helped you along the way.
Yeah, no, you know, Katie, I forgot her in the speech today, but it goes out to her. She's our new manager, so we appreciate all that Katie does. Jenny Webb. She was also new this year, and she is the coordinator at Bloomington, and she played an integral part. We learned together and grew together, and you know, I think we'll have a friendship that lasts for a long time. And just the board of directors and just the board of Montgomery County, the support that they offered. I was gone from a lot of things because I had commitments in whether it be Bloomington or Chicago or wherever it may be, and so. It's just been fun, thanks to all the people in the county that have supported me through the year.
And that was Katie Wilson with Heath Houck of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. That's all we have for this Thursday afternoon. Your closing commodities will be coming up in roughly half an hour here on WSMI. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.